The state hands out funding to online charter schools or e-schools based on how many students are taking courses. Recent reports have unveiled that several e-schools have turned in bad attendance records, essentially overbilling the state for students who didn't actually show up for class. Republican Senator Peggy Lehner of Kettering says this is a serious problem that goes beyond wasteful spending.
We hear it all the time from schools saying that children leave their brick-and-mortar schools. They go to an online school and they come back a year or two later and haven't made any academic progress at all. And I think it's very important that we look at that and make sure that that isn't happening.
As chair of the Senate Education Committee, Lehner expressed interest in tackling the issue by considering a bill introduced by Democratic Senator Joe Schiavone of the Youngstown area that would implement strict attendance requirements. But Republican Senate President Keith Faber of Salina had some people scratching their heads when he didn't assign the bill to Lehner's Education Committee and put it in the Finance Committee instead.
I'm confused because it is a policy bill, education policy bill.
That's Schiavone, the leader of the Senate Dems. He says this kind of maneuver has happened in the past when Lehner showed interest in another one of his bills.
She was supportive of this idea or said that there was some room to work, and all of a sudden it gets moved to finance. I mean, it's not coincidental that this happened twice in a row to two education bills that I was a sponsor of.
Lehner stayed reserved when asked about the move.
Well, that's the president's prerogative to put it where he wants to put it, so I suggest you talk to him.
Did you think that it was going to end up in your committee? Did you think that it maybe should be in your committee?
Well, I repeat, that's the president's prerogative, and I suggest you talk to him.
And I did that. Faber says he put the bill in finance because it deals with funding.
Attendance is one of the ways we reimburse school districts, and certainly one of the ways we count students, whether they're there or not. Since we pay on students, it's appropriate to go to the finance committee.
The assumption is that Faber moved it to a committee that would be less welcoming of a bill that would strengthen regulations against e-schools. ECOT is the biggest e-school in the state and is run by a major Republican campaign contributor. But Faber defends his decision and says it's simply just because of the content of the bill.
We make decisions on where bills go every day. And frankly, that's a bill that normally education funding issues usually go to the finance committee.
Schiavone's bill would create stronger record-keeping guidelines that would be monitored by the Ohio Department of Education on a monthly basis. The bill also requires e-schools to hold school board meetings, report any failure to comply with education standards, and to include state report card grades in their commercials and ads. Schiavone says these are important proposals that could use the expertise of the Education Committee. Lehner says there are more variables to take into account when tracking online students' attendance because of the ability to log in and out and how much time they might spend on a project.
So we need to take that into account when we look at attendance on an e-school. There are definitely challenges connected with keeping attendance and knowing, you know, what's going on with an individual student, but we need to do it.
Schiavone says Governor John Kasich expressed support for taking a closer look at the issue while he was in Ohio for his State of the State address. No word yet on when hearings will begin for the bill. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.